Welcome to the Security in 5 podcast. I'm Drew, the Binary Blogger. This is a short program that brings you security news, tips, advice, and opinions in the area of information, IT, and general security in about 5 minutes. Quick to listen to, easy to understand. The more aware you are, the more secure you can be. This is Security in 5. Thanks for listening. Episode 390, and tis the season to patch all your devices. So tailing off of yesterday's episode where it was home IT inventory, well, now that you have a nice tight list of inventory, now it's time to check the versions of the software that are running on those devices and to patch them. And coincidentally, if you follow the CIS top 20 security controls, number one is have a good inventory. Number two is have a good software inventory. And the third, I believe, is patching. But regardless, you have an inventory. Now you need to go through and make sure that all those devices are up to date. And again, going back through the tedious, going to every device and checking all those things out, you are going to want to do those types of things. You're going to want to verify that your Apple TVs or your DVRs, your Fire Sticks, your Google Chrome TVs are set to receive automatic updates. Most importantly, your routers and your network devices, you want to make sure that you have the latest firmware added to those. You want to read those updates, and if there's any security additions, you're going to want to update those. Your TVs as well, your smart TVs, anything internet connected, find a way to see if there's some type of a software update. In your inventory, I forgot to mention yesterday, in your home IT inventory, you should also be keeping track of the model numbers, and if you can, within the device's administration capabilities, write down the version of operating system or the version of drivers or version of firmware that each device has. Because if you get even take one step further and hit Google, and Google is very, very powerful, go to every manufacturer's website or just type in Google and type in that particular model number, version number, and just type in the word vulnerabilities, and you should be able to get any alerts or any type of security holes that are open for those particular devices. But regardless of that, it's a good idea to go through and update all of your devices, patch all your devices, see if your automatic updates are applied and are running, and that's just a good best practice, because security vulnerabilities come out all of the time. Not everything automatically updates. This includes your phones, your tablets, your applications on those devices, your IoT devices, smart appliances, smart TVs, your routers, network configurations, anything that is on the internet communicating external is an attack vector into your network, into your data, your security systems, your doorbells, all of these types of things. It adds up over time. And they're saying on average, we're going to have 100 internet connected devices by 2025. We're going to hit that pretty closely because everything seems to have an internet connection to it. Watches, smart devices, you know, the more I think about it, a lot of things that we have in our houses have network capabilities, and all of those are going to need to be referred to and checked to see if they have any security vulnerabilities, any patches, any updates. The vendors should be releasing things several times a year, hopefully, if they're good. But if not, it doesn't hurt to check. And then as you go through that, update your inventory to the version that you have, so that when you see little news tidbits about Netgear or Linksys or Samsung TVs or Whirlpool, whatever, internet connected things, you can say, is this my model? Go check it back and go, okay, I should be okay. It affects a different type of model, or there's a recall, and not just security related, but also recall information. And if there's a flurry of reasons why you should have that information. But most importantly, from a security aspect for this podcast, if you're not doing it on a regular basis, this is a good time of year to start a best practice, to go through and make sure everything is up to date and patched properly. Go through the instructions, apply the patches where you think you need them or not, read through the README notes, and just assume every patch has some type of security plug, and not every feature is in the README notes of every release. I know a lot of vendors that don't put security hole plugs in README notes for a number of reasons, and there's no requirement or regulation stating that README notes have to list out every single thing that comes out in a patch. Patches are usually, hey, there's new features, new functions, it's going to better do this, that, and the other thing. Oh, we're going to patch these security holes that were publicized and that you're aware of, but it may contain other patches that you aren't necessarily notified about. That's why it's always a good practice to apply every patch out there, update the device. Patches are released for a reason. Whether the README notes stated or not. So, 'tis the season to patch all your stuff. Security in 5, be aware, be safe. Thanks for listening. This concludes another episode of Security in 5. You can find me on Twitter at Security in 5 or out on Facebook under the Security in 5 Facebook page. Or you can send me a simple email. All my contact information and places to find me are in every show notes of every episode. I love feedback. I love having conversations. If you have any suggestions, corrections, or topics for a future episode, drop me a line. Let me know. I will respond. Security in 5. The more aware you are, the more secure you can be. Beware, be safe, and always, thank you for listening.